right? Am I wrong?
Oh, yes.
Somebody tell me what's going on, Twisted Cupid.
Oh, yeah. Get it, Joe.
That's us, Twisted Cupid. Yes, you heard the man. This is the Twisted Cupid podcast. We are going to take ridiculous dating questions from the wild animals on Reddit and from you guys in the chat. So if you're listening on an audio-only platform, we still appreciate you. But by all means, drop what you're doing right now, unless you're holding a baby or something very important. I mean, it's more of like a metaphor. Drop what you're doing metaphorically and go like and subscribe on YouTube. That way you can watch live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. You can give us your questions. You can give us your comments right there in the chat. I am Jake Favreau. With me, as always, one of the amazing co-hosts to Twisted Cupid Podcast, the one, the only Amy Liska. How's it
thank
going, Amy?
Thank you. I am pretty amazing. I like that.
Yes. Yes.
Aw, thank you.
I feel the love
in this
room.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
How was your week?
My week was amazing. It was the weather was great. Got to go to a St. Patrick's Day parade and day drink all Sunday with a little red-headed baby. Oh. So it was great.
A little ginger.
Yeah, yeah. If you can order a shot and a beer with a baby strapped to you if he's red-headed and it's St. Patrick's Day. You know what I mean? Like, there's no shame involved. I had a bartender at Jack's, one here in Woodside. He was like, I like your style, man. And I was like, I never get that when I order booze with babies strapped to me. You know, hey, Samson.
There's
the dog's going crazy. Samson, stop. Ah, worst dog ever.
Samson, you have nothing to prove. Nothing.
Anyway, big wiener.
It's right. Yeah. That's what you'd think he'd be more confident.
That makes two of us.
Just to show off his wiener a little bit.
That's bestiality porn. Technically, like, okay. I mean, dogs are always naked, but if you're pointing at the dog's dick, it then becomes pornographic somehow.
For all of you out there, don't know Samson. He's a small chihuahua, but he does have a big wiener, and
he's a chihuahua, but he's hung like a Yorkie.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I mean, yeah, you know, I don't know what to say about him, but, you know, he does have a Neapolitan complex. He's just always mad at something or
that's
something.
That's right.
You know.
Is his lipstick ever out?
Yeah, I mean,
not in this olden days.
Not only on the OnlyFans episode. Like we have like a Patreon, like that's premium content. Twisted Cupid Podcast is just us doing the podcast with the dog's dick out. You got to pay extra. Yeah. Got to pay extra for it. But let me introduce our two awesome guests, man. They are both returning guests, both hilarious stand-up comics. The one, the only, Renee Nicholas. Thank you for being on the show.
Renee.
Yeah, tell them where they can find you.
At Renee Nicholas. Oh, nope. At Renee 8 Nicholas.
What? There you go.
Did it
there
used
go.
To be Renee Nicholas and someone took it?
No, my name is Renee Nicholas, and I'm just not good at social media. but I co-host the Sanger Hall open mic with this guy.
Yes. Yes, yes. She co-hosts it with none other than Charlie Davis. Thank you for being back on the show.
Thank you. I love just walking a few blocks to come here.
Likewise. Likewise. You guys live right in the area. It works out good. Tell them where they can find you.
At Oh That Charlie. And I just premiered my professional actor website.
Oh, nice.
Your
that's
pal,
great.
CharlieDavis.com.
I saw that,
that's
by the great. Way. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, it's I feel like a real person now.
That's great, man. Yeah. Congrats. Everybody go check it out. Like and subscribe
just
to all
so
of
you know,
stuff.
I'm putting your handles in the
there
chat.
There we go.
If anyone
there we
wants
go.
To follow you guys. I will say, Oh That Charlie is on more social platforms. You're basically on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram.
So that's it.
Yeah,
that's
there you go. There you go.
What did you do when Instagram was down for like half the day the other day?
Charlie, I only download Instagram for the open mic.
Okay.
You can follow me on Instagram or follow me home. Hey.
Nah, there we go. There you go. She likes creeps in person. You know, she's
trench,
old school like that.
Trenchcoat Tommies. Come follow her home.
That's right. That's right. Any creep can jump into a DM. Real men are creepy in the streets, I say. It's creepy in the streets.
What about the sheets?
The sheets? Well, you're getting laid then. I guess it's, you know what I mean? It's you got to be pretty, you got to be really creepy to somehow still be creepy while you're getting laid. You know what I mean? For a lady to be like, well, we're supposed to be fucking, but like, Jesus, you're weird.
Like just like rubbing your hand.
Yeah. Like you did something weird. Yeah. For sure, man.
If any listeners are out there, I would love to know if they were like, basically in the middle of sex, and then they just stopped and they were like, no, too creepy. Mm. You know, if there's any listeners out there and that just like totally was just like, you know what, this has got too weird and I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what? not okay. Let me make some parameters.
Because someone must have said something.
When it's not like, I don't want it to turn into like a rape thing. Mm-hmm, I want it to be like, oh, this guy's just weird, and I'm done.
Like, what if like some guy was just like, oh, you remind me of my mom.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I don't want any like weird rape stories. Where
got a real Norman Bates from Psycho kind of deal.
Like, I'm thinking about the Hindenburg right now.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm grounded. Tell me I'm grounded. Oh yeah. That rocks. Yeah, oh, that fucking dog is being awful this podcast. Oh.
Not this one. Not Sangria is just...
No, Sangria is being great. Hi, Sangria loves everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, Samson's being a little dick.
He's got a big dick.
Ironically, he's got a big dick.
Here, give me your jacket, because he wants to lay on your
jacket. Oh, yeah. Here, Samson, come here. Here, I'm going to set him back here. Hopefully this keeps him at bay.
Oh, you just hit his head on the wall. That's fine. Fucked up.
Well, I didn't. You know, it's kind of like it's one to grow on, Samson. One to grow on, except for the dick. That's already grown on it.
Yeah.
On enough, I say.
Sink in the tub.
Shout out to the listeners in the chat, man. We always appreciate you. Hi, Joel on YouTube. He says, uh-oh, "Good evening, y'all." Good evening, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Matt on YouTube says, "He's practicing the kids, the dog." Protecting the kids, the dog. Mm-hmm. No, the kid's actually with the sitter right now. He's just being a dick for literally no goddamn reason whatsoever. That's what he does. He does not protect it. If anything, he nips at the kid, doesn't protect the kid, and then just barks at other people for having ankles.
I get it.
Yeah,
so,
oh yeah, yeah. Especially
our Chihuahua loves us, but will bite us all the time.
Yeah.
Is he going senile?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. He's 14. He's in his Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino years, and he just fucking doesn't like anything.
Get off my porch.
God damn it.
But I do think it's less just like back in Korea. More just this is just what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Fight you.
Yeah. Mm. I was a good boy until I was an old man. Now I'm bad.
I get it.
Yeah.
Who wants to be nice when they're old? That's the point.
Yeah. I wouldn't sit either if I was his age in dog years or whatever. If I was a 70-year-old man, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, I'm not, not sitting. Fuck off.
Like,
not happening.
I love the old people here in New York because, like, they don't want to be... I mean, they're tired of being polite.
Oh,
and it's like the other day, I don't know if I was in a McDonald's or Taco Bell or something, and the guy just simply said, thank you, have a nice day. And this elderly woman just went... She got her food. It was great customer service. She just went, meh.
Oh, that's great. I think we should start with that one.
I come in here to get type 2 diabetes, not to have my ass kissed. All right.
Diabetes.
All right. You guys ready to take your first question from the wild animals on Reddit?
The wild
animals. All right. Let's take our first question. If you guys got any questions out there listening, write them into twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com, or even better, write them live in the chat every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Now let's take our first one from the wild animals on Reddit.
All right. So the whole theme of this podcast is, would you still love me if? Because I feel like all these questions have to do with, we're still together, but could I do this?
Yeah.
You know, like, we're still definitely in a relationship, but are you cool with this? Anyways, first question. I asked my wife if she minds if I start dating after a sexless marriage.
Oh, wow.
What?
Man, you really got to bring that one up the right way.
Oh, I love the graphics.
All right. Wife had postpartum depression after our first child was born and started taking, I don't know what type of drug this is. Oh, antidepressants.
Oh.
It was a big word, so I was like, I'm already nervous.
Oh, I thought you were reading the brand name of the antidepressant, not the word antidepressant.
It was the word antidepressant, but it looked really long. And I was like, I can't sell this out. All right.
Antiprosopovit. I've never heard of this stuff.
Transramadol.
This helped with postpartum while eliminating her sex drive. Mm-hmm. We have been married for 15 years, but became sexless within the last 10 years immediately. Wow. Numerous requests to change meds were a no. marriage counselor would not truly address the issue. I have maintained a solid career and have been useful at home. I cook. I five per week among many.
I mean,
other
she doesn't
things.
Want to fuck. Literally, how useful could you be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wants to point out all his. He wants to make a list of everything. He says he cooks at least five times a week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Many conversations have been had with little understanding gained. Mm-hmm. Wife feels like my sex drive is too high, that 4 to 5 times a year should be good.
Oh.
I would prefer I would prefer 4 to 5 times over 2 weeks. She does not have a bit of sympathy for me, nor any advice whatsoever. Recently, I told her that I would like to date for sex only. Honestly, I was surprised that she didn't feel it was a good plan, considering that she wants zero sex. Okay, first, wait. This isn't the end of the question, but you just said that she would have it 4 to 5 times a year. That's not zero sex.
That's zero.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's zero. You were rounding down.
That's
all right.
Zero.
That's zero, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I figured I would save her the agony of having sex once every 3 months. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, before judging, I am tall, thin, attractive, and intelligent. My wife has no interest in ending the relationship, and she has no sex drive. Am I the asshole? Well, I don't know if I agree. Like, okay, I don't think you're helping yourself out. The fact that you have to keep making lists of how, like, I cook, I'm there for her, then I'm also an attractive guy. So, I don't know. I feel like if you have to spell it out, you're not doing it.
I love Joel in the chat. He's useful at home. What the hell is he? Duct tape or
I like that his only example that what he does around the house is he cooks.
Yeah,
like,
man.
He's like, that's my job. I cook and that's it.
Yeah. You know? He was like, I do all this stuff around the house. I cook.
Mm.
I cook other times.
Put the dishes away. He doesn't go to the grocery store.
Right.
He
would have thrown this stuff in there. You know?
What else does he do besides cooking? Like,
that's it.
That's
he
it.
He said, and other things.
Mm.
Okay.
No, he would have given examples for sure, because he already started giving one example and then stopped at one.
Yes, he said he cooks like 5 times a week.
That's a decent amount of cooking, to be fair.
Yeah.
He for also didn't talk about, like, can he lay that dick down, or is...
Yeah, what's the size? Is he and Samson?
His dick's been
dick
laid
brothers?
To sleep for years.
No, but he said that he is tall, thin, and attractive.
Well, that doesn't mean his dick is big.
Nothing.
No. Although, I don't know. I would argue that a lady with zero sex drive, if anything, she'd want the smaller one just to get it over with easier, you know?
And barely feel it.
Well, they said that they went to counseling, and I was like, well, why don't they go to, like, a sex counselor and not just counseling, you know? And especially if you're not on board with this counselor anymore, find someone that both of you are on board with. And, there's no shame in a sex counselor. They're usually great.
Well, and it's like Oprah used to say, if it gets dry, spit on it, you know? That's
what
are we doing here?
You get a cock.
Look under your chair. You're sitting on one now.
Oh.
Spit and sex is disgusting. Like, the smell that the friction creates is really
especially when lube's like, you know, $5.
Don't try to use your spit to lube.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Dries out really quick.
Look, I'm just helping the guy out in an emergency, in a pinch. See?
All right. So I'm taking the I'm dissecting it. So basically, she's on an antidepressant,
which he said killed. Like, she's now cool. She's not depressed anymore, but it killed her sex drive completely.
I'd rather have a sad wife that wants to fuck a lot. That's
still,
more my speed.
My God.
For having no sex drive, but still having it, like, every 3 months, that's still something. So
yeah, that's
every
more...
3 months is not.
No, I know it's not. But it still means she has, like, she wants it. So maybe there's other issues of why she's not doing it, because she's not doing something for her.
No, and, like, I don't know. I've like just laying there and been like, God, get it over with.
Yeah.
Not in a rape way, but in, like, a, you know.
Sure.
I got work in the morning.
Just
she
let
should
the
give
guy
him
do
a
it.
Booty cheek.
Yeah,
I used to do that a lot. Just like, booty cheek. You can just come on my ass.
Right, yeah.
Not in, but on.
Well, yeah.
It's enough.
Because you're a kind-hearted person, and this lady's not.
Okay, so she's on antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, three to four to five times a year is more than the average because there are couples.
What?
More than
not
the average?
The average.
Excuse
me.
There
it's
are,
way
there
less are than couples the average. That like only have it on their anniversary. Like, I mean, not
or
bringing
out
my parents.
It.
I mean,
my parents were in a sexless marriage until they got divorced.
I'm guessing.
But,
no.
But
that's wait. For like older people though, right? Like they're old, they don't have the same sex drives they used to.
For sure, but and like there was some like my
no,
dad was
older
also
older people have great sex drives.
Yeah, there's
a
STIs
lot of them do.
And but can we just rewind, Charlie? Why do you know this that your parents weren't fucking? Were you like listening?
My dad was very.
He's got a spy cam
at some point. And so it was something like where it was, and my mom was also on antidepressants. Mm. So
oh, dude.
It was, oh, I'm not. It's. I mean. You know, life goes on, but it's like I do understand that like couples stay together for a long time without sex, but at the end of the day, you know, sex does keep people together.
It does. But if you're a couple and you're not having sex or you're only having it every 3 months, you're in like a sad coworker situation. This isn't a relationship
roommate.
Anymore. I don't know what this is.
But
your roommates, your bunkmates, something.
She still wants to be with him because she's made it very clear that she still wants to be in the relationship and she does not want him to go outside of the marriage to make anything better.
It sounds like he feels trapped. Like he wants something, but like he's
forbidden. It's just making me laugh so much, like going up to her and be like, okay, honey, I figured it out. I'm going to have sex just for sex, and you're going to be cool with it, right?
Also, calling it dating is like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dating just... like, that would rip my heart out more. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I only slept with her because we were dating. It didn't mean anything. I'd be like, what?
But the thing with the whole open relationship thing, it's tough for a dude to find a woman who's just going to sleep with him and then want nothing out there. Dudes are more open to that kind of thing. Women tend to want at least some kind of a relationship. So if you're a dude and you're in an open relationship, it's not going to be the situation of like, oh, well, you just go fuck somebody, but we're only dating. It's like, no, there's not. You can't be in a bar for the most part as a dude talking to a lady and like, hey, I have a girlfriend at home. I have a wife and three kids. Do you want to just fuck me and I'll never have to talk to you again? Like, it's a much tougher sell to most women than to most dudes. Now, not all women. There's some women who are swingers. There's some women at sex parties right now who... They're all about this, but for the most part, most women are going to want to be.
I really don't think he's uncovered every stone possible. Yeah. I think he thinks he's doing the most, but he's really doing the minimum. And I think they do need to change up their counselor if they are both honestly going to counseling and honestly doing the work. And maybe not change the counselor, add another one in, like a sex therapist. I keep saying
second
that.
Second opinion, which is...
All right, also, who has the money for all of this?
Yeah. Right? This is crazy.
I feel like insurance covers a lot nowadays.
It's like a big waste of money.
And, I'm not sure. And because it is important for people who are depressed, they are starting to make new antidepressants where sexual like repression is not a side effect.
I was going to say, not to
Pfizer.
Put on... I'm not going to try to dummy explain this stuff to doctors, but like I'm going to put my little stethoscope on right now and say maybe take half of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you taken antidepressants?
No.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, I snorted some back in the day. I've never like been prescribed them.
And then your dick never worked.
If you took antidepressants?
Yeah.
I've crushed up other people and snorted
them. You half.
Well, you can, and maybe you'll be like instead of super depressed. Or not horny at all. Mm-hmm. You just kind of want to fuck, and you're a bit moody. You know what I mean? You kind of meet in the middle with the two. That's the move, I think.
All right.
Yes. Dr. Jake says take half, and you will be semi-horny and semi-moody, which is fine.
I hope to God you never have to do like any type of surgery. Like, just kind of sort of sew them up. You don't need to really.
I want a little drippage.
What, do you wash your hands every fucking time you operate? My God. You're wasting time here.
Give me the Civil War doctor experience, please. Don't use that turpentine.
Buddy, just spit on it to get in there. What are we doing?
You would definitely leave glasses that you don't even wear in somebody's body cavity. Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, whose glasses was that?
Dollar Tree readers.
I think those were in there before.
I got to stop snorting crushed up antidepressants before I operate on people. This is ridiculous. And that's when I hit rock bottom. When I sewed up a pair of 3D glasses into a live patient.
I don't know. So what would you guys honestly tell this guy? I don't know. I feel like that's what I'm sticking to. Change your counselor. And don't go outside of the marriage, especially if she's not cool with it. Don't try to hide that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. That's called cheating.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I personally think he's already having sex with people.
I don't think I think that would have been in there. Like, I think he would have mentioned that because he wants to get permission. And in all fairness, I don't think he's wrong to want that. Look, if we know it's from the antidepressants and she's not willing to find a new doctor, find some other kind of way to go about this, then she's not really fulfilling his needs as a wife, honestly. Really? I mean, it's not like he's being unreasonable in like, I want to fuck every day. Yeah, as a spouse, you should be fucking. Yes, if my wife was like, but three times a year is plenty, I'd be like, then here are divorce papers. That's right. That's right.
My wife lay in the bed now.
Oh, haven't you, eggs
open. Haven't you ever read page 7 of the Bible? It says way more than 3 times a year. Come on now.
Song of Solomon.
Come on now.
Fuck manual.
Solomon would have sawed his wife in half if she even fucking suggested this.
Have y'all read the Bible passage where it's like, I'm cupping her titties? Like, there's a book in the Bible.
It was cupping thigh titties. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's hard not to take the, like, I could understand his point where it's like, okay, if you don't want to go off antidepressants or whatever, is it me? Is there something wrong with me?
Right.
You know, because it's hard not clearly, to internalize it.
This guy's bombing as a doctor because if I'm like, doctor, I'm depressed, and they give me a pill and it cheers me up a bit, but I can't fuck, now I'm depressed about that. Yeah. So, like, what are we doing here?
Hey, I haven't had sex since September.
Well, are you married?
No, but like
if you were, I'd tell you to get divorced. I tell you to tell that guy to stop taking as many drugs as he is.
If I wasn't on antidepressants, I'd be fucking all day.
Sure.
But also, I probably would have like hung myself or something. You know, like right. I don't know.
Have you tried taking half? Just say it. Don't knock it till you try.
Yeah, you'll only half kill yourself.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Slip kinda, one wrist. Yeah. Not bad.
Can you do my eulogy?
Yes. I'll be like, dude, I.
She took him.
Yeah. I'll be like, listen, everybody here, I know you're kind of mad at me right now. Listen, I know I'm the last person you want to hear from right now at this eulogy.
Yeah.
I know she hung herself, but she wasn't trying. She was trying to do the David Carradine thing. You know what I mean? She was horny again. And she was just trying to get a hold of a little bit.
I was riding and auto asphyxiating. Like, it was.
She died riding on one of those Sabian things.
Woo!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, those are birds, not Sabians.
Yep. Yep. Just like a true Viking warrior, she died on her horse, and she's in Valhalla now. Died doing what she loved.
No, keep going. Can I just say real quick, I agree. I think they just need to talk more about what the fuck's going on. And, like, I think it's totally reasonable to be like 3 to 5 times a year is, like, not enough. And I'm not, like, a sexual deviant for wanting to have sex, like, couple times a week.
Right.
Yeah. It's
a couple
fair.
Times a week is normal, I think. Yeah. That's, you know. And even if it's like, well, I don't want to, every couple days is too much for me. It's like, yeah. I'm not saying you don't negotiate. Everybody's their own kind of unique snowflake, and you're having a sex life together, so you have to meet up somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Only problem is you guys had met, and then she moved away from doing something else. You know what I mean? Like, she moved away in terms of her sex drive. Mm-hmm. That's way outside of where it was before, and now it's out of sync. So I don't think he's wrong for wanting to go outside the marriage, but I think if she's not cool with it, he's either got to tell her to get a different doctor, only take half, or divorce her, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think it just needs to, like, conversation is key, but to make sure each person really hears each other, because I feel like she's okay with where her sex drive is, and he just wants her to recognize that he he wants what it was back? Because it just doesn't seem like she wants what it was back. Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, probably maybe, not sex drive, but sex drive or like her feeling of happiness or like
probably
her,
both. I mean, yeah, but I mean, you know, I think if like your partner's like being like, I want to have, I wouldn't mind having it if it was there, you know, but I don't know. I also think there's something still missing, like that he is just not getting, where, you know, he might keep saying something like antidepressants and all that stuff like that. But it could just be that she's just so annoyed that all he does is cook and never cleans. You know what I mean? And he's not really listening and appreciating, you know.
To be fair, I think cooking five times a week is a bigger deal than cleaning. I really do. He's really scoring some points.
It's kind of like the man thing, like, well, I mowed the lawn, suck my dick, please. You know, I took out the trash.
You know, I mean, I'm sure the antidepressants have a lot to do with it. But there's something more. Especially since she doesn't want out of the relationship and she does not want him to cheat, you know, and it doesn't seem like she's slagging him off. She's going to the counseling sessions too, you know, I don't know.
Oh, Natalie's in the chat. Shout out to Natalie.
Natalie.
Oh, a man on YouTube says he needs to go to the Catholic Church and get to talk to about abstinence.
Go to the Baptist Church. That is the abstinence.
Oh, dude, I think if he told this priest three times a year.
True love waits.
Really?
Yeah. That's why Mississippi has the highest teenage pregnancy rate in the entire country.
Really?
It's because you're told, don't do it. God will hate you.
Yeah.
And then.
And they do it.
But
they do it in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's That's God's. That's the God tunnel.
Or the Mormons, they do the soaking, and then they have their friends jump on the bed.
Yeah, at that point, it's really you got a Shabbos goy to do the thrusting for you. You're still fucking. I don't care if I'm telling you not to atheist-splain religion to religious people, but if I'm God or Saint Peter, whoever's sitting up there going heaven swiping left on you, like whatever. If somebody goes up there and like, don't worry, Saint Peter, I soaked with 12 dudes at once, but I didn't do any of the thrusting. That was some dude named Jimmy. And he was the jumper. If anything, send him to hell because he thrusted a lot of dudes at me. I'd be like, what hell? Did you not read page 8 of the book? What are we talking about?
So if they're soaking and people are jumping on the bed and then she accidentally gets pregnant, is she still considered a Virgin Mary if she gets pregnant? Because they didn't technically have sex.
Yeah, I mean, all I did was soaked, and then there was a baby. I think it was God that
did
that.
That's what Mary did. That is exactly what Mary did.
No, Mary was a virgin.
Yep, yep, yep.
On the donkey, they rode in the Bethlehem.
Yep, yep.
They were soaking on the donkey.
Soaked. She was practically drenched.
Yeah, so maybe this couple needs to go to church more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
No, or maybe I was thinking maybe she, like, was all crazy and wild fucking so she could have a baby. And then once she had the baby, she was like, I don't need to have sex anymore.
I mean, and that could be it too, but it seems like he put a real specific, it seemed, I mean, unless he's leaving some shit out, which again, it's they're the ones writing the questions. So they will skip over details. I feel when it's not, it doesn't help them, but
not the detail that he's tall and handsome and he cooks five times a week.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Those he made sure to throw in.
And him.
But he said that like this is when it started, and that is a pretty common thing with antidepressants. So I have to think it's at least related. That said, there could be other stuff going on there, and either way, this therapist is bombing, and you need to get a new one.
It's A-okay. Like, I've had to change therapists, like, just because they're not meeting. Like, it's like, okay, we're not listening to each other.
I had therapists try and get rid of me, and I'm like, no, I'll pay you. And they're like, no, we're done here.
Let me get prescribed a fucking drug to make me happy. And I go back 2 weeks later, and the guy's like, hey, how's that thing I prescribed you to make you happy? And I'd be like, dude, my dick doesn't work. He'd be like, that's how you know it's working. It's not working.
I had to ghost my therapist during the pandemic because, like, a few months before the pandemic started, he was like, you know, I don't really believe in, like, vaccines. I feel like it's just...
Right.
No.
Then the pandemic started, and I was like...
Get away from me.
I think we gotta go. But Matt's saying something about the I can't hear heal. Wait, I can't hear heal me, Jake.
Oh yeah. I think he thinks I'm Christ. People mix that up a lot with me.
I can see.
You know what, buddy? Normally I charge a lot of money in tents for this, but I'm going to shoot you one of these Nomine Parte Spiritus Sanctus for free. You got perfect 2020 hearing, my friend.
All right. Well, with
you're
that,
welcome.
With your healing
praise
powers.
Praise be my name, bro.
Prozac rock.
With your healing powers, how about we go to the next question?
All right, next question. Let's heal this. We Lexa healed that last Pro. Guy pretty well.
Yeah,
let's heal this
yeah,
next
yeah.
person. Let me lay my healing hands on them. We're going to take our next question from the Wild Animals on Reddit and from you guys in the chat. Give us your comments. Give us your questions for right now. We're going to take another one from Reddit.
All right. So if you guys are just tuning, you guys are just tuning in right now, the whole theme of this is, would you still love me if? And so the second question is, am I wrong for lying about my virginity status? When I was 16, I lost my virginity to my secret boyfriend in high school.
This lady's way more fun than the lady from the last question,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, for sure.
He was a secret because dating is prohibited and was, and he was a white boy, and dating out of my race is especially not allowed.
Oh.
But he was my first and only person I was ever having a relationship with.
This is some West Side Story stuff. This is great.
I don't know how to pronounce this. How do you pronounce this?
Why are you looking
culture?
At the?
Because I'm not. I'm dyslexic.
Black person.
No.
Christ, this is written. This is written in Mandarin.
Punjabi?
Why did you give it to me?
Yeah, is that
go.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, what is it?
Punjabi.
Yeah. Punjabi.
I should not pick this question.
Oh, wait, so you don't want to read questions from people of color?
No, Central
Asian people.
Well, some people of color, sure, but not Punjabis. I didn't know that's what this was.
I come from a strict Punjabi culture, and premarital sex and dating is highly frowned upon. Mm-hmm. I avoided being disowned from my own community and from my own safety. I have been falsely identified myself as a virgin. My husband is 34, and I am 27 years old. Mm-hmm. We have had sex after we got married, but I was on my period, so there was no suspicion. But
There we go.
Yeah.
Look at you, she's covering her tracks.
I know. But
with period
blood. But we are moving, and he found old notes from my past boyfriend.
You saved the notes?
In
come
my
on.
Folder.
It's
you
been
were
11
smart
years.
To,
it's 11 yards.
You were smart enough to create a fake hymen, but dumb enough to keep the love letters?
Wait, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
I forgot that I had these.
You faked a hymen successfully, and you kept the love letters? What are we doing?
I forgot that I had these. He found out that I had a boyfriend and feels betrayed. Like, I cheated on him, but we didn't meet until I was in college. Mm. I told him we never had any physical contact and that it was a silly high school classmate exchange where we just hung out in high school and talked on the phone. And it was nothing more than that. And I told him the only thing that happened with us was a kiss, and that was it. There was no proof that I have had sex with my boyfriend.
Oh, man.
And I was wrong. Am I wrong for keeping the secret to the grave? Absolutely not. I don't think so.
Sorry, your dog sneezed and scared the shit out of me.
I didn't even hear the dog.
I didn't know why you started laughing. I was like, what am I doing?
It was the way you pronounced Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Yo, oh, I'm going to lie and say I'm a virgin, and I'm going to sell that shit in Dubai. Let's
fuck
go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is Punjabi gold right here.
If I said I was a virgin, people would look at me and be like, well, I could say that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Virgin dudes ain't quite worth as much in Dubai.
No,
dude. Sorry.
No. Okay.
This girl is not good at, like, keeping her secrets off of writing. Like, first of all, she has these notes that her husband found, and what does she do? She goes to Reddit and writes a whole thing about it. But okay, so the one thing that I did cut out was that she said, I'm using a fake account and this is just anonymous and blah 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 blah. But I'm sorry, if he reads Reddit, he's like, this sounds exactly like our situation.
This is wildly specific.
<You know? laughs> He's like, who else does have as a Punjabi wife?
Look at you pronouncing it right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Third time's the charm.
Okay. The fact that she had the foresight to the period again. I would, if you would have asked me, hey, what do? I want to sleep with this guy, but he's gonna, you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna see him on a virgin. I would be like, oh, telling you're broken, horseback riding. You know what I mean? Like, I would have just, yeah, the fact that she did that and successfully pulled it off and then didn't throw out the love letters, that's like watching your team in the last 2 minutes of a football game throw an 80-yard touchdown and then botch the extra point. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Are you talking about Honolulu Blue?
No!
Jake, stop bringing up the Lions. They did not win this year.
Fuck San Francisco. May it crack off and fall into the sea.
And then they lost it. It's sad.
That's right.
Yeah, weren't they like ahead by a lot?
Do you need antidepressants?
No. I stayed drunk for a week after that. I self-medicated.
No, you know, she just had a little bit of food coloring. That's all you got to do to fake it.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, that's even better.
Oh, because you're waiting for the blood to happen. But it doesn't. But bleeding doesn't happen with a lot of people.
Oh, I know.
But what if he gets down in there? He's like, this doesn't taste like pennies. This is food coloring.
I mean, what if you didn't have
again?
Like, it would suck if you
fool
didn't
me
have
one. Shame on you, Linda.
It would suck if you didn't have food coloring. It's like, it's Smucker's raspberry jam. I'm sorry. Yeah. I couldn't find anything else.
Or like fruit punch.
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid.
I don't know. And like, I don't know what, like, where they live, but like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, like, he's 34.
That's, yeah.
He's 34 and he wants to be like, you cheated on me.
Right. Yeah. You cheated on me 12 years before we met.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, she just had like a boyfriend. I suppose there was nothing written in the letters.
I mean, I don't know. You can kind of tell.
But she's still lying because they fucked.
They fucked.
Well, here's the thing. He's being a little bit hypocrite because, okay, you had sex with your... Wait, are they married?
They're married.
They're married. But that's, she was supposed to be a virgin until she got married.
Well, did they have sex before they got married?
No.
Well,
no, she said,
Here's with the whole virgin purity thing. Let me atheist explain this with religion. It's only the women that got to follow those rules. I know I'm not technically a Punjabi priest. I'm just a regular American priest, but it's practically a universal thing. I don't care what goofy squigglies are on the book. All the goofy religious books have the same thing. These are the rules, but only women got to follow.
Yeah, cuz I am the keyhole. And you are the key.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dudes can have a harem. They don't give a fuck about that.
God, that's so
fucking
stupid.
I mean, yes, keep the secret to your grave. If not, you're going to be disowned not just by him, but by your family and all this stuff. And you've kept it for so long. And it's none of his business, especially, no. But, and you know your answer of what's going to happen if he can't even handle that you once had a boyfriend that didn't mean anything back in the day.
Well, he did mean...
Well, he did, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
The fact that he did have a boyfriend like back in the day that it meant nothing, you know, it's just like, and then he can't even handle that. And then, you know, don't take it to your grave, but stop writing shit down.
Yeah.
Okay. You're
snitching on yourself.
Put your writing books away. Don't become an author. Stop it.
But that was 11 years ago. So that was like 2000. Oh my God. Yeah. 13. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like, yeah, I'm the same age as this guy. Who's to say he didn't have his dick in someone else?
Oh, he
probably did.
He
did.
Probably
did
because
he's
a man, and that's okay.
He's the
but
man.
She should be.
He
the
doesn't
queen.
Get stoned to death by the village elders. No, only she does.
It's a good for you,
yeah,
buddy.
That's
you
right.
Fucked 48.
You get a
women?
High five. You get 27 rocks in the face.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
But your wife had sex with someone before you, while you had sex with 48 women.
That's right.
Before her, stone her.
That's right. Beat her with a goat, with a live goat, kicking around and thrashing. Beat her with a goat.
Yeah, but also you are getting advice from. I was gonna say three Americans. I'm also American. Y'all are American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see back in November.
I'm actually secretly Russian. I wasn't supposed to say that until
after
the election.
No, you're fucking Canadian. I can tell.
No, Midwest. It's like Canada light.
Yeah. Oh but yeah, like, I don't know. You know your culture. Fucking lie, man.
Yeah.
Lie.
Yeah.
And so many, like, I don't know.
Bullshit.
Well, it's like I grew up Baptist, and they kind of, I mean, for the most part, all Baptists fuck. Like, you know.
Yeah.
like they were like, I remember youth group, like there were people fucking in their cars before youth group, and they would like sign the I'll wait before marriage. What am I signing? Yeah. Am I getting a free pizza? You know,
sign Jerry Falwell Jr. Now fuck my wife in front of me. Yeah, the freaks.
Go
man.
Liberty the Flames. Yeah. Go Liberty Flames.
I didn't fuck until I was 19.
Really?
Same. That's
oh yeah.
Me.
Wow. Oh my God, look at that. Because that dry humping when you're like. Like first horny,
yeah.
Oh, that shit's delicious.
A little hand over the denim, that's yeah. And Tristan, okay, my first high school girlfriend, I got my first over the pants hand job during Tristan and Isolde. It's the pre Romeo and Juliet. It was James Franco and Anne Hathaway in this very Tristan and Isolde. Look it up, America. But it's like it's one of those things like you feel like now if they're still ingrained in them religion, I understand where that. And it sounds like this.
It
is
sounds
a
like that's a
patriarchal
religious thing.
Religion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Culture.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. But also, it's like who the fuck gives a shit? Like you're 30. You have her. Like, you know.
You have her?
I mean, excuse me, I sounded very Punjabi about it.
He traded the right amount of chickens and hogs. He's got her now.
Excuse
That's
me,
the way
Baptist
it goes.
Baptist Punjabi.
Oh, dear God.
He, like, they're
I
together.
Bought her for flatbread and sandals. That's the way it goes.
His dog, is your dog alive?
Sorry, we have a dog in between their
Yeah, yeah it's nice. Right
It's very interesting. Like, he has no reason to be. Like, I get it if, like, he's like, what if, like, I would just say, like, is he worried about anyone else finding out? I would understand
no,
that.
His ego's
Yeah,
no one's going to find out if she just stops writing shit down.
Yeah. Like, I didn't break your hymen.
But, like, folks on YouTube, does, like, fresh new pussy feel better than used secondhand pussy? I don't want you to answer because your answer is going to be problematic.
Yeah, well, it depends on how much you pay for it. That's my answer.
Pussy is better than secondhand pussy.
Well, clearly not, because she was able to trick him with a half a bottle of schnapps in a period.
He can't handle that.
That's right.
This is why clearly I didn't want you to answer the question. And then Charlie would wax poetically about all pussy.
All pussy is good pussy.
Hashtag all pussy matters.
Yeah. What do you know about?
No. I don't know. I've never had any. I think I've had everything. Secondhand. I've never deflowered anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, I deflowered this guy.
Oh, here we go. So you answer this question.
No, but it wasn't pussy. It was a penis. And
how did that go?
Yeah, what was flowered penis like?
Lots of smegma. But no,
it was uncut? Nasty.
Yeah, no.
That's worse than the period.
I love uncut. It's like,
really?
I don't know what that was, but
the dog's away.
So the problem was that he, we were like 22, and he took the condom out of the wrapper and like unrolled it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, there we go.
Tried to like balloon.
There we go.
No, and then was just
this
like
guy's making balloon
shoving
animals over here.
His dick into it, and then I had to be like, oh no, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't come, and it lasted forever. Yeah. And
he's intimidating. So you just put on that condom using only your tonsils. That was impressive.
What was his face like? Like,
oh yeah, he was terrified. He was terrified. He was so terrified. And then he made me watch that movie with the Shining.
Oh, dude, that's a great movie.
I was
going to say that's a great post-sex movie. None of
See, here's the thing. I like to have it on while it's going on. That's my movie.
with the little girls.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
God.
I like the guy in the pig mask at the end. That's more my speed.
Wait, there's a guy with a pig mask?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think we were fucking by that.
Tell me you didn't shut it off before the guy in the pig mask.
Oh, yeah.
His ego's hurt. this 34-year-old man,
yeah,
he's pissed because he, yeah,
it's so sad to me. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, you know, that my final advice is just, yeah, keep it to the grave and stop writing.
Yeah.
Because already, I don't know where you live, but we're already talking about it on our podcast. So I'm sure someone read your Reddit question that lives right around you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell him to like and subscribe. He does end up finding.
Just, yeah.
And also, you were 16. That's high school. That is a totally different. Yeah, just like leave shit in high school.
Yeah, things don't count in high school. Or, it's like Vegas. What happens in high school stays in high school.
Okay, but I agree, but let me now I'm going to do an act out as a super religious man. As they say in the book of whatever, like that she can't, you know what I mean? Like they're super religious or whatever. So that's just what they, like, of course, my advice would be, hey, stop banging this dude who's all religious and controlling and sexist and whatnot, and go bang an atheist and have fun, you know, or bang a few at the same time. Who gives a fuck? Do a few bumps off a guy's wang. There's no God. Have fun with it, you know? But it's she's got the whatever headgear she's got on, and she's got this whole thing that she's got to live up to. So, she's into the book.
Community and family and everything. Yeah.
So she's getting judged by those people.
Yeah. She has a lot of pressure on her. So, yeah. I mean, you kept a secret this long. Keep it. Yeah, keep it going. You're good. You're fine. No one cares. It's fine. Don't make it hard. Don't make life harder than it needs to be.
Can I tell y'all a quick secret before we move on? My parents obviously conceived me before their wedding. They were engaged for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma was very Baptist. She kind of put two and two together. It's like, oh, they put pushed their wedding date ahead. My grandma almost did not go to the wedding because they had premarital.
Wow. Wait, so your grandma, is this on the mom's side or on the dad's side?
On my dad's side. Lovely woman. Like, she mellowed out. Like, she mellowed out great. Like, wonderful.
The grandpa divorced her? Like,
They were still fucking. Like, pretty late.
Did get a divorce.
No, my mom or my...
I'm talking about your grandma.
No,
my grandma
was fucking.
Yeah, grandma and grandpa were fucking. My parents, after a while, probably weren't. But, I understand this in a little bit of context, but, you know.
That's kind of to my point. I mean...
Really quick, because there was a question about hearing Charlie.
Audio.
Let me. Are you talking into the microphone?
Yes.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. I just turned it up a bit. So that
Well, if you missed anything, basically the grandma almost didn't go to the wedding because they had premarital sex because they were carrying a little Charlie.
Yeah.
Aww. They worked for the Denver Broncos. They were working for the NFL. Of course, they're gonna fuck before.
But, okay. Yeah. My two cents. It's just sad. We're just animals.
We're just
animals, and we've like created all these like rules and shit that really don't mean anything because we end up just dying.
Yeah.
And then.
Right.
Just have fun, enjoy yourself, and like, I'm sorry that you're married to this person that thinks this is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a control thing.
Yeah.
It feels like he's losing control.
It is. And I mean, that's why it's easy for me to tell her not to worry about it, but I'm not the one, kind of to your point about the grandmother not going to the wedding, I'm not the one who's going to be ostracized possibly from my entire family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they figure out I broke one of the rules in the book of Bloobity-Boo. Like, I don't, you know, I don't have to worry about that.
Great book.
Yeah, it's these people worship a Harry Potter book. They think it's real from way back in the day, and now they're going to stone me because of what's in it. It's
they were right. J.K. Rowling, you know, she's fucking awful. So,
yeah,
they were right. We should have been burning her books.
Yeah, there you go. It's I do like the
but have you had the about face.
I do love the about face that the right wing religious community has done on J.K. Rowling. You know, it's like, well, I mean, her books are the devil, but she makes some good points.
I love that everyone found out that she was the devil after they made huge amusement parks, huge like amount of like total. I don't know. They can't even go back. They can't shut it down. They're just like, you know what? We're gonna forget that you said that.
Yeah, like all the...
And double down on it, and double down on it again.
Like all the millennials that have fucking Harry Potter tattoos.
I know, it's like, I know.
My cousin was a wizard rapper and played Bonnaroo with that shit.
That rocks. How big that was. God. That's hilarious.
Little iffy, everyone.
Dude, you know who I felt the worst for when she started going down that rabbit hole is just like I've never seen Harry Potter because I was a grown up when these happens, but like not so much the dude who like plays Harry Potter, somebody with a big role. I'm talking somebody who was only in like Harry Potter 4 and half of 5. You know, like somebody who's got a big enough role that is like I get residuals from this. Like I'm not rich. Like what's his name?
Like Filch.
Daniel, whoever. Yeah, whoever, man.
The janitor.
Yeah, Harry Potter's Harry Potter's Filch, cousin Filch. Jerry Potter, who was only in it for like one movie. And it's like, yeah, Daniel Radcliffe has so much money that it doesn't really matter. If all this stuff's getting yanked, but the guy that played Jerry Potter, he had just enough residuals to where he was getting by, and then he's like, no, but the lady who wrote the book went on a transgendered crusade, and now I'm getting fucking money yanked out of my pocket because of this bullshit.
The guy from the Cosby Show
working at Trader Joe's, Jeffrey Owens.
Also, he was like, please don't feel bad for me. I like working at Trader Joe's. Also, but fuck Trader Joe's because they're anti-union, but also I love Trader Joe's.
That's true. I like it when the places that seem super liberal are anti-union.
Yeah.
it's like, hey, what happened, AOC fans?
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders unionizing, is like,
No, man. Costco all the way. Costco.
Hot dog city.
We love Elizabeth Costco. Warren and scabs that will go right past our company's picket lines. We love union busters and equality for everybody except for our
Can
workers.
Can we come back for like the podcast after the election?
After the
sure,
yeah,
of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She has to come back before then too, man.
Yeah.
Well, no. I only come to this mic 3 to 4 times a year.
There we go. There we go. That's plenty of time. I mean, the election's not like, 8-9 months from now? Something like that.
Yeah, man.
It feels way too long away.
State
of the Union's going on right now.
Thank God. All you white people finally realize what it's like to be black in America. Like, this shit isn't fun. It's sad. Like, I know working 9-to-5, like a job with insurance, isn't slavery, but come on. When I don't want to do work, it's just like I have to be here.
Yeah,
that's true.
To fucking be here. Huh, never forget.
I do make that same comparison every day, and I get way funny looks about it at work. HR's been called about it. They don't like that analogy when I make it. They get real. They get touchy about it.
Yeah, you have no privilege, huh?
That's right. I'm like, this is a real 12 years of Sirius XM, huh? This is they hate it. I can't make them. I can't make those kind of references at work.
I think we're ready to go on to our last question.
All right. Last question on the Twisted Cube podcast. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to TwistedCubitPodcast@gmail.com, or even better, gives you comments, gives you questions live right here in the chat every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
So this one's going to be a little bit more like cut and dry answer.
Matt's killing it in the chat.
Yeah. Let's. Let's
he always does every week.
Yeah, the writing's kind of small. I sit farther away from the screen now, so it's harder to read.
I love that Harry Potter is not PC. Mein Kampf and the Mystery of the Phoenix.
Even though he spelled Mein Kampf incorrect.
He's even got the little dots and the squigglies above the letters. Wow.
Oh my gosh. All right, so this is going to be more like final advice, where we will read the question and then we kind of just go around giving final advice and chit chat, and that'll be it. So we won't go deep dive it as much. But I'm telling you, this question doesn't have that many levels, anyways. In my opinion.
Last question from the Psychopaths on Reddit.
My boyfriend dances with other girls he finds attractive. So my 32-year-old male boyfriend and I, who is a 30-year-old female, love to dance. We met while dancing, therefore it holds a special place in our hearts. We do salsa, which can be sexy dances, and we have attended dance classes and dance socials together. We have been together for 10 months, and I found myself jealous that my boyfriend danced with another individual closely. He explained that it was only briefly. This prompted me to ask how he decides on a dance partner. he explained that he bases it if they are a good dancer or if he finds them attractive. I further asked if he doesn't find someone attractive, would he dance with that immediately, intimately with them? He answered no.
Oh, he should have lied and said, yeah, that was an easy one. It was a softball.
Why
it
did
was
he
underhand.
Bring up attractive in the first place?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, sure. She noticed that he was dancing with attractive people, and she asked.
So was she asked,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But still. But he did say, if they don't know how to dance, I'll still dance with them if they're attractive. He gets if they're a good dancer or if they're attractive.
All right, at least he threw that little, It's not an F, it's now a D minus minus of an answer. That was pretty bad still.
I myself do not like dancing very close with people. I don't know. I even put my hand on their shoulders so I signal that I prefer my dance space. This opens a good conversation between us. He even brought up asking other men how they choose dance partners. Should I have any concerns about this? Is this a red flag or am I overthinking this? He says he wants to be free while he is dancing. He also reassured me that he is not looking to pursue anyone else and is 100% committed and faithful to me. I want my boyfriend to be free and express himself, but my issue lies with if he finds someone attractive, he is most likely going to ask them to dance.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Is she still going?
Yes. I don't want to be the girlfriend who has rules for her boyfriend. Is it me? Am I the drama? Any advice you can provide would be appreciated. Thank you.
Wow. Dude, he just kept going with it, too. He was like, not only am I going to fail this question, give me a shovel. I'm going to dig myself an even deeper hole.
Because he probably said those things because she kept talking, kept asking about it. And it was just like, well, yeah, sometimes they're attractive. And he fell into a hole because she was digging their relationship into a fucking hole.
She did like interrogation style to where it's like, I'm going to ask the same question 20 times.
Yeah.
And then when you give me an answer, it doesn't match up in every way.
Yeah.
One of the 19, like, what the fuck was it?
I also feel like, I mean, I dance ballet, I teach it, I love dancing, and
wait,
I feel
shut the
like
fuck up, really?
Yeah. I started dancing way back in the day, and yeah.
You don't look very coordinated.
I know. It looks like I'm all over the place, but
no,
I swear.
I just taped her for a student doing a ballet dance like instructionally pregnant. She can still do it. She can still do it.
You know.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay. But I'm just saying. Okay. So.
Sorry.
You know,
Jake's dick just got hard, and I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's. Let me hear. Let me
He's
just kind of
to measure it with the dog.
That's right. That's
so
right.
You guys
I also am hung like a corgi. It's not as impressive on me.
So wait, you guys fuck like 4 or 5 times a week? Is that?
I mean, a day probably. It's,
I mean,
it's a
you
whole.
Know, second kid, and I live in fucking New York City. What the fuck am I doing?
I blame it to what? The lack of antidepressants. I just drink a lot. That's the move. I should try drinking. I don't know.
No, I just feel like, I mean, I not to stereotype, but they're usually in dance, there's not that many straight. Yes, there are many straight males, but there's not that many. And when there are, they're very much like. Hey, they're very much like people want them. You
and
know?
They're in shape. They're in shape. They can dance a lot.
Yeah,
they're fun.
And they have a
you know?
Lot of picking. So I don't know.
Dude,
what.
If I could take a time machine and give younger me advice, yeah. I would be okay. Like, get into dancing. Like, I could, you know, this is it. You'll clean up in there, bud.
So this is the thing. Okay.
Straight
this is
man
my
and
final
musical
advice.
Theater.
That's right. Boom. Boom.
This,
look at him.
This is my final advice because she wants to know, is this a red flag? Okay. Yes, because, okay, take the dancing out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If you were just like, hey, why did you go over there and talk to this person
right.
so intimately? And it was just because they were like, well, they were very intelligent and also attractive. I'd be like, okay,
oh, yeah.
Red flag.
You know? My wife would murder me if I said any of that, anything close to that. It didn't even have to be dancing while I'm touching one. I'd be like, hey, do you only play chess in the park with women who are attractive? Yes. Yes, I don't
well,
move pieces around with women I wouldn't
different.
Sleep with.
I don't know. I just feel like, okay, this is already making you feel uncomfortable. You've only been together for 10 months. This isn't, I mean, if this is like what he's doing in front
yeah.
of you, what is he going to do behind closed doors and if that's yeah. not what you're comfortable with? So, yeah, just kind of, this is not the guy for you. He likes to have a little bit more fun. It's fine. Just, it's not the right one for you. And yeah, stop talking so much to him.
I'll kind of.
Well, what's your final advice?
Oh, mine is so. I think she could. She may still be able to make this work. In that he might not think that,
that
what
he's
saying
change.
Is that. But, well, here's the thing though: is A, they've been dating for less than a year, and B, and this is a big important part of this question to me. They met doing this.
Yeah.
So if you met and you were both dancing with other people, then he's like, well, yeah, this is just what I do. You go dance with guys too. And this is just the way I do this in relationships. And it's not, it's just dancing and things like, oh, did the dog sneeze again?
Funny.
I've always said, because it comes up a lot on this podcast fairly frequently, where somebody will want somebody else to change something that they're doing when they've done it since they met them. And that is a hell of a lot different than they didn't do this thing and then they started doing the thing. Yeah. It's, I'm not saying you can never have the conversation. It's like, well, hey, we're more committed now. It was okay when it was a little more casual, but if I'm going to be a committed, but you have to address that question in a very different way than if they just started doing it now and they're the one changing.
Yeah, that's basically
the
what
rules.
I'm saying. This is him. Like, I don't know.
This is him. This is him. Or you can talk to him and be like, listen, this really bothers me. I understand if it doesn't bother you, but if we're going to go to the next level in the relationship, I don't want you dancing with random women, unless they're ugly. You can dance with uggos.
Yeah. Say,
so. Ugly is in the is in the eye of the beholder, too. So.
That's true. And, ugly doesn't stop people.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't know. When you go dance salsa, it's clear. It's clear.
It does depend on the dance. I can say, like, as an actor, like, you know, I may have to kiss women that are not my girlfriend or the person I'm dating.
But you're getting paid.
I'm getting paid for that, and I do not choose the person. So I would say my final advice is, don't be with a dude, or be like, you know what, let me pick the person.
But right. I also think that's a very good thing. So I would always say, because I took a lot of acting classes, and people would, you got to choose your own scenes or whatever, even if a teacher told you to choose a scene. I would never choose a scene where I'm just like, well, I'm going to make out with you. But I have seen that happen in many times in class. And I'm like, I will make out with someone if you're paying me and I get a paycheck. That's a different story.
Yeah,
but not like,
not in scene study.
But if I'm just like in scene study being like, all right, I'm going to make out with this person, that means I kind of like my scene partner maybe.
When I was in a show when I lived in Chicago, and this was like well over 10 years ago, and the girl I was dating at the time, like, I told her, I'm like, hey, I'm going to kiss someone in the show. And she was like, okay. And then she saw it. And then she felt differently about it. She's
right.
Like, I don't know if I like you kissing other women. I'm like, it's a job.
Again, and because you've been doing that since you met her. It's not like you didn't act at all or whatever. This is just something you started doing after the relationship started. That would be a very different thing.
I'm not walking into a Denny's and going like, I'm an actor. Blah, 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 you know?
Give me the drunkest waitress here. Let's act together in the bathroom.
I hope her name's Kathy.
If he's dancing with an ugly woman, the girlfriend might take a hit to her self-esteem. He's doing it to protect her.
He's a sweet man.
No, that's right. That's totally right.
Yep.
I could see her being like, he only dances with ugly women.
That's right.
Oh, did he dance with me because I was ugly?
Yeah.
I just, honestly, I think.
Yeah, what's your final advice?
She needs to work on her self-esteem.
Yeah.
And just be like confident in herself. Yes, wait a minute.
I just say my final advice, square dancing.
Oh, there we go. Oh, dude, I would. Oh my God, that's awful. That's the country stuff, right?
That's the country. Okay,
no way, dude.
Your partner,
square dancing.
All right, but is that all your final advice?
No. Yeah. What about swing dancing? Ayo.
Well, swing's in the name.
But and then I think that
I would rather be beaten with a swing than do square dancing.
I'll beat you with a swing. I also think. Oh my God!
Why does the dog keep sneezing? Sangria, stop sneezing.
Smells a little funny too. So no, I just think that she also needs to pay attention, like build up her own like self-esteem and confidence and stuff, and see if there are any other like red flags in other areas. Because mm-hmm. if they're, because focusing on this, it's like a little tricky. Because like salsa is like really sexy yeah. and like
right,
you know, yeah. And if there are red flags in other places, but don't be like searching for the red flags. Like yeah.
that's a good point.
Because if- put the dishes in the. Dishwasher wrong. After adult, you know,
yeah, true.
He stacked the dishes like a cheating
yeah.
whore.
Yeah. Oh God. And like, because it clear. It, I don't know. She's like overthinking in that email, yeah. and yeah. I have ADHD, short attention span, and I was like, okay, you've already asked your question. Can you shut up?
Yeah. Well,
and the lack of detail Cheers. About mm-hmm. about the if there was any other red flag in any other area, that would have been front and center in this question.
Yes, yes.
So I think he's faithful for the most part, like in this doing the thing other than the dancing thing, and he's pretty upfront about the dancing. He's not hiding it from her. Mm. He's just doing yeah. it like, well, this mm-hmm. is just normal. So and it's I get yeah. why it bothers her. It would bother me, but it's also like, well, he doesn't view it as cheating. As yeah. I don't think he's doing anything else. Otherwise, she would have. Because I guarantee you, she's got to be looking for it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're worried about this, you got to mm-hmm. be looking for it.
Yeah, they're not right for each other.
No. No.
All right.
I think she should try to make him jealous by dancing salsa real seductively with other dudes.
Specifically the gay dancing instructor.
Yeah.
Specifically mm-hmm. them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it.
All right. We answered those perfectly. You guys have been awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you to Renee Nicholas. Thank you to Charlie Davis. Thank you yes. to both of our awesome guests. Thank you to the listeners and most of all the people in the chat. Thank you to Natalie. Thank you,
thank you
to
Matt.
Thank you to Joel.
Yes.
Until next week, we are Jake Fever, Amy Liska. This is the Twisted Cupid Podcast. Like and subscribe. Find us next Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Later.
Later.